good morning from Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig at 6:08. FM Talk 106.5, three big things. President Trump returns to the White House. And lots of editorial thoughts on everything. President Trump and coronavirus.
Was he breathing hard? Was he not breathing hard?
Was he giving the wrong message? Okay. Combination of nervousness and confidence for Mobile County Public School students returning to in-person learning. And also many high school football games going to be rescheduled considering really our top story. And that would be considering the oncoming Hurricane Delta. You can check out these stories online, if you like, at fmtalk1065.com. Hurricane Delta rapidly intensified into a Category 2 in the Caribbean Sea. It's expected to hammer Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula by Wednesday. They say this might be the strongest storm to hit that area, Cancun, Cozumel, in 15 years.
Wow, really?
For them, yes. So, they're making some plans there to get ready for it. Of course, everybody from the Texas coastline, basically Texas and Louisiana to the western panhandle of Florida. That's basically where, you know, among those, need to make our hurricane plans right now. Warnings in effect for the Yucatan Peninsula, as I mentioned. Delta is expected to continue strengthening and may become a major hurricane, at least Category 3 status, before passing the Yucatan. And after that, the forecast guidance suggests that Delta will eventually turn northward toward the U.S. Gulf Coast late in the week. And, of course, that's where we come in, because we don't know when it's going to make that turn, and when it makes the turn and how it turns, that's all going to impact what impact it has on us, right?
Yeah.
So, as we mentioned earlier, Delta's winds intensity, they may diminish as it nears landfall, but it's still going to be it could be a hurricane, it could be a 2 or maybe even a 3.
Mm-hmm.
Those potential impacts are most likely to occur somewhere from the extreme upper Texas coast and Louisiana into the western panhandle of Florida. We mentioned that. Of course, we're in that cone. Rainfall and gusty winds could increase on the northern Gulf Coast as soon as, we're at
Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday looks like it could be a rough day. So anyway, well, Friday looks like it could be a very rough day.
Right.
So we know the way the game is played, and it's no real game, but we understand the way we kind of keep an eye on this. We'll talk to Dr. Bill in about a half hour, and we know what to do. Get ready and get set, and let's hope for the best.
Yeah, and Dr. Bill will have some great information for us, I'm sure, coming up. But if you think about it, almost the entire Gulf Coast has been affected by a storm in some form or fashion so far this year, except when you get into parts of Florida, because Hurricane Laura came up through Texas and southwestern Louisiana.
Western Louisiana into Texas, right, and it affected a lot of Louisiana.
That was tough, especially on the Lake Charles people there.
Yep.
And then we had Hurricane Sally, which from Mobile County basically over to Escambia County, Florida, felt the most of the effects. I think Mississippi was mostly spared for that. And then we had, was it Beta that was slow moving also? I think it was a tropical storm once it made landfall, but that came in over Houston and again over that western Louisiana area. So a huge portion of the Gulf Coast has already been affected by storms this hurricane season. You think most people are probably on pretty high alert, not knowing where this storm is going to end up.
Except they seem to be, you know, even Dr. Bill yesterday was, they didn't seem to be very wishy-washy.
Mm-hmm.
All of the, anybody who's a forecaster, including our own Dr. Bill, we hang our hat on him every time because he looks good in a hat.
Right.
But we believe what he's got to say, obviously, with so many decades of experience here along the Gulf Coast. And so that's the one thing that caught my attention was he was saying, here it comes, it's coming. Mm-hmm. It's not like, what's it going to do when it gets in the Gulf? None of that talk really going on. It's going to scrape over the Yucatan and you know, lose some of its intensity a little bit, but for the most part, it looks like we're looking at a Category 2, and now it's a matter of where does it hit landfall. One good thing about this one, if there's a good thing about a hurricane, is that it's moving quickly.
Yeah.
And we all know all too well from just 3 weeks ago, when that thing, if a hurricane doesn't want to get on its way, that was really the damage of Sally, is that it just churned and churned like a weed whacker with the same spot and just tore things apart.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I think when we talked with Dr. Bill yesterday morning, he said the storm was moving at about 9 miles an hour, which would have taken Sally a good 3 or 4 hours to make that kind of land, or in this case, I
Sally
guess,
wasn't
cover
really,
the sea.
Yeah, wasn't showing great effort. You know, just kind
no.
I think this storm at one point was, and I could be wrong, Let me check on that. I don't want to. If you say 9 miles an hour, that's good. But in any event, it's moving a lot faster than Sally did, and that we would welcome that for sure.
No doubt. And we're still, of course, in the cleanup of Hurricane Sally, and Baldwin County, Escambia County, Florida. Of course, they were hit really hard, and no telling how long it'll take to clean up all of that debris. But we do have some numbers from the city of Mobile, and Mayor Sandy Stimson sends out a nightly newsletter email, which I encourage you to subscribe to by going to the City of Mobile website. But he said yesterday, as of 5 p.m., the city crews have collected more than 47% of the estimated 381,000 cubic yards of trash and debris that Hurricane Sally left throughout the city. And they have a map there in that email newsletter and also on the website that shows which parts of the city they've focused their efforts in so far. But 47% of the lots and lots of debris that were left in Mobile have been picked up so far. And, you know, the FEMA centers are still out and about, still taking applications for people that were affected by Hurricane Sally. And those FEMA hurricane centers, those mobile intake centers, will be closing for at least 4 days as this storm starts to move into our area. So
how ironic is that?
Yeah, the FEMA centers closing because of a storm coming in. Baldwin County, they have three of these FEMA mobile registration intake centers. One in Fairhope on Fairhope Avenue. They closed that 6 p.m. yesterday, and then they'll let everyone know when they plan to reopen. In Foley, they have one at the Foley Courthouse. That's going to close at 6 p.m. tomorrow night, and then they will get back to business the following Monday, October 12th. The FEMA Center in Robertsdale, which is on Palmer Street, it will also close tomorrow night at 6 o'clock and resume on Monday, October the 12th. You look in Escambia County at Atmore, at the Atmore City Hall. They're closing tomorrow night at 6 and will resume on Monday. And then one in Mobile County in Bayou La Batre on Paget Switch Road. That one is already closed, and they're going to reopen business on Monday, October 12th as well. So a lot of these FEMA centers that are helping people with Hurricane Sally recovery and cleanup, they're going to be closing as this storm moves into our area. And another question is, what about Skanska? Remember they had so many of those construction barges break loose.
Those are my boys over there.
They said they had no idea that the storm would come into...
all those barges that got loose, 22 of them, I think, around Pensacola, and did damage to the bridge that they were trying to help build.
Yeah, the three-mile bridge had a portion taken out of it by one of those construction barges. Well, they said, we're making all preparations necessary to best ensure the safety of the surrounding community and our construction team members. Given the storm's projected path at this time, we're preparing our project site and equipment for a potential hurricane force impact should landfall occur in or near Pensacola. So I think that's saying, fool me once, shame on you. Yeah. Fool me twice, shame on me. Skanska's taking that one to heart. But I do love a little bit of levity. And yesterday on Facebook, the Pensacola Police Department put an image of the storm's projected path. And they said, we don't know who needs to hear this, and we're certainly not naming names. But if you own large, heavy maritime equipment that has a tendency to pinball around the bay, now would be an optimal time to lock those down. So I think the cool kids...
That is beautiful.
The cool kids on Twitter call that a sub-tweet, whenever you're tweeting about someone without using their name or their tag. And that was a sub-Facebook message, I believe, directed at Skanska, although they didn't name any names. But the Pensacola Police Department, with a bit of levity, as another storm heads to our area.
Got to give them credit for that. 16 after 6 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5. Trump back in the White House. More on that coming up, plus sports.
Yeah, it mentioned that a lot of the high school games in our area have been moved up to Thursday. I'll give you the full schedule coming up in sports. And Bobby Bowden contracts COVID-19. More information coming in just a couple minutes.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning, I'm
Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. FEMA has closed their registration centers in Biola Battery and Fairhope ahead of Hurricane Delta. The centers in Foley, Robertsdale, and Atmore will close tomorrow at 6 p.m. Anyone needing to apply for financial assistance in the wake of Hurricane Sally may have to do that online as the Gulf Coast prepares for the possibility of a second hurricane in just over 3 weeks. Today, voters on the Gulf Coast will head to the polls to vote in municipal runoff elections. Voters in Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Pritchard will elect their mayors. Polls open at 7 this morning until 7 this evening. Spanish Fort Police Department recognized 4 officers and a police dispatcher for their bravery during a shooting last month in the Bass Pro Shop parking lot. Robert Smith Jr. is accused of firing more than 40 rounds outside the business September 5th. The officers and a dispatcher were honored at last night's city council meeting. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas. Even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
Hey, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
Good morning. 621 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. It's been a difficult fall sports season for so many of our schools here on the Gulf Coast. First, and still, you have the threat of COVID-19, which has caused postponements and cancellations. Then we had Hurricane Sally, which kept a number of teams off the field for at least 1 week. And now, the possibility of another storm heading our way later this week, now Hurricane Delta. In order to make sure they'll be able to play, a number of games have been moved up to earlier this week than originally scheduled for Friday. But first, we actually have football tonight. Alberta will host BC Reign for a Week 5 makeup game tonight at 6 o'clock. On Thursday, Spanish Fort will host Blount. And thank you to Ben Thomas from AL.com for this massive list of games. Gulf Shores will host Saraland. Fairhope will host Theodore Thursday night. Vigor plays at Faith Academy at 6. McGill-Tulin hosts Robertsdale. Bayside Academy at Cottage Hill. Baldwin County will host Citronelle on Thursday. Foley plays Davidson at Ladd. Murphy at Alma Bryant at 6 o'clock. And Mary G. Montgomery set to play at Daphne. Some games are still currently scheduled for Friday night. Satsuma at UMS Wright, Williamson at Escambia County, Baker will host Pine Forest, Florida, and Chickasaw at Millree. Orange Beach at Washington County has been postponed until the end of the month. Then on Saturday, if this goes off as scheduled, Alberta will play LaFleur at Ladd Peoples at 11 a.m., and St. Paul's set to host BC Reign at the same time on Saturday. The battle for the belt was scheduled for this past weekend between Troy and the University of South Alabama right here in Mobile. Because of COVID-19, the Jaguars were forced to postpone that game. Yesterday, the Sun Belt Conference announced that the Sun Belt Championship date has been pushed back 2 weeks from its originally scheduled date of December 5th to December 19th. The Jags and Trojans will now make up the 2020 battle for the belt on December 12th at Hancock-Whitney Stadium. South also announced that homecoming, the Jags' October 17th home game with Texas State, will kick off at 11 a.m. and will be televised by ESPNU. Former Florida State coach Bobby Bowden has tested positive for the coronavirus. Family friend and Bowden's former publicist, Kim Schiff, says that the 90-year-old Bowden had been hospitalized in Tallahassee, Florida for about 2 weeks, reportedly recovering from a leg infection. He returned home late last week, then was informed that he had tested positive. Bowden told the Tallahassee Democrat yesterday that he had not exhibited symptoms of COVID-19. Bowden, of course, coached Florida State for 34 years and sits second in the career victories list in major college football behind only the late Joe Paterno of Penn State. 623 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures around 80 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with just isolated showers and high temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Looking good across the Bayway, the causeway so far for the 1065 split, Range Line, Theodore Dawes Road. No major backups or delays. Also, as you're traveling in from Saraland, Chickasaw and Pritchard, it's been a good ride along 65 all the way to the 10 split. If you have roofing damage from the storm, call on Alliance Roofing in Mobile, Baldwin County at 580-ROOF. Licensed, bonded, and insured, they have teams in the area that can get to you quick. See them at AllianceRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with their FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
It is 626 on FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. And President Donald Trump staged a dramatic return to the White House. That's the way he does things.
Never drama. Lots of drama.
Little TV. Anyway, he was receiving, of course, unprecedented level of care for COVID-19. You know, he had the best of the best there. But he seemed to be, you know, his message to the American people, some would say it was positive, and others would say it was, you know, some have already said it's irresponsible. Here, you can judge for yourself.
Don't let it dominate your lives. Get out there. Be careful. We have the best medicines in the world, and it all happened very shortly, and they're all getting approved, and the vaccines are coming momentarily.
Okay. So anyway, he's back and well enough to address the public, and there's all kind of conjecture about if what he did was the right thing to do or not. He likes to show strength, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, again, all this is what President Donald Trump does. This is what he projects.
Yeah, I think, you know, when those Woodward tapes came out that were recorded back in February, the president said he knew how, you know, lethal this virus could be. And his explanation for not coming out and saying that publicly was he didn't want to panic the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt the same thing yesterday as he made his way off of Marine One as they arrived at the White House. It seemed to me that was a president trying to project strength and not project any sort of panic. And, you know, so many hot takes on that video from him exiting Marine One. He had the mask on, walked across the White House lawn, and then up the, I'd say, what, two stories of steps and back up there onto the South Portico balcony of the White House, then took his mask off and looked out at the cameras. And everyone's saying, oh my goodness, look how hard he's breathing. Not mentioning that he just walked across the lawn and up two flights of stairs. And
we know a lot of people would be breathing hard right there.
A 74-year-old man who is not in the best physical shape to begin with.
And has COVID.
So not surprising to me that he was a little out of breath after walking up the stairs.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right. Dr. Bill, with this crazy weather on the way, on the way in about 3 minutes on FM Talk 106.5.
Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. FEMA has closed their registration centers in Bayou La Batre and Fairhope ahead of Hurricane Delta. The centers in Foley, Robertsdale, and Atmore will close tomorrow at 6 p.m. Anyone needing to apply for financial assistance in the wake of Hurricane Sally may have to do that online as the Gulf Coast prepares for the possibility of a second hurricane in just over 3 weeks. Today, voters on the Gulf Coast will head to the polls to vote in municipal runoff elections. Voters in Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Pritchard will elect their mayors. Polls open at 7 this morning until 7 this evening. Spanish Fort Police Department recognized 4 officers and a police dispatcher for their bravery during a shooting last month in the Bass Pro Shop parking lot. Robert Smith Jr. is accused of firing more than 40 rounds outside the business September 5th. The officers and a dispatcher were honored at last night's city council meeting. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Good morning, Ron. It's Dave.
Dude, what did you do now?
Since the mask ordinance started, I thought it'd be a good idea for the kids to be creative and make their own. You know, keep them entertained and safe.
Dave, that sounds inventive and fun for the kids. I may even tell my son about that.
Well, they did such a great job, I shared a video of them wearing them on TikTok.
Sounds great, Dave.
No, it wasn't. Turns out they got into Mrs. Dave's top dresser drawer. Now, all our family and friends have seen the kids dancing around wearing the wife's unmentionables as face masks. I'm going to need something really nice to get out of this one.
I know we have a beautiful vintage black onyx stone in a white and gold setting. She'll love it. I'm sure Tony, our jeweler, still has her ring size on file. I have Tony get right on it.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says Americans should not let COVID-19 dominate their lives in a message he delivered after leaving Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on Monday. The president saying, don't let it dominate you, don't be afraid of it. As far as the president's health, coronavirus task force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says,
he looks fine, as you can see the way he looked when he came out of the hospital. The issue is that he's still early enough in the disease. Sometimes when you're 5 to 8 days in, you could have a reversal. His physicians know a reversal, meaning going in the wrong direction and getting into trouble.
Fauci speaking there on CNN. During an NBC town hall, Joe Biden vowed to pass legislation for legal abortion if Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed and the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Earrings and necklaces are in, bracelets not so much. Jewelry sellers say people who are working from home are still getting dressed up from the neck up for video conference meetings. Although overall jewelry sales are down, Zoom-worthy jewelry and bridal pieces like engagement rings continue to attract consumers during the pandemic. Many shoppers, even those buying jewelry, are heading to e-commerce sites to make a purchase or do research. Jewelry is a category that has moved slowly to online and prices are down. Eugene Investment and Security says Kia Motors' third quarter earnings may beat market expectations on strong car sales in North America and higher than average selling prices in South Korea. The brokerage says it expects the South Korean carmaker's net profit to jump 71% for the quarter from a year ago, well above expectations. Crude oil up 35 cents at $39.57 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to modest losses after stocks posted sharp gains yesterday. That's your money now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out. No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
There are millions of reasons to love a pet and a million more to love a shelter pet. And to spread more love, Kobe Subaru is celebrating October 22nd as our second annual Make a Dog's Day by inviting you to do something extra special for your favorite dog. Kobe Subaru will donate $100 to the Animal Rescue Foundation for every dog or cat that is adopted this month. It's one of the many ways we're keeping our love promise. Subaru, more than a car company. And remember, at Kobe, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Yeah, he is our guy. 6:35, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning to you, sir. How are you? You there, Dr. Bill?
Yes, here I am.
There you go. Things going well for you, I hope, as we roll through the week. Let's go day by day and see how things are going to go.
Well, we're going to see a few showers around today. It's been a while. That's quite a dry spell, but a few scattered showers are possible. And we have around 80 degrees, and let's call it mostly cloudy today, so we'll have more clouds and sunshine. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll cool into the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, it could be mostly sunny, and there's a slight chance of a shower tomorrow. And we're going to warm up to around 85 degrees. After that, we start to feel some of the effects of the hurricane, which is we'll talk about in a moment, that is over the Caribbean. On Thursday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a good chance for showers, a high in the low 80s. And then Friday, windy with showers, a high in the low 80s. And it'll continue windy on Saturday with showers, temperatures in the low 80s, and things will improve on Sunday.
Dr. Bill, when we talked yesterday, we were talking about a tropical storm, Delta, and things changed overnight. We're now looking at a hurricane. So what track are you seeing? And tell us more about what we could expect as this moves into our area.
Well, Hurricane Delta is now west of the island of Jamaica in the Caribbean. It's headed in a west-northwest direction, around 15 miles per hour. So it's picking up some forward speed. And now has highest winds of around 100 miles per hour, and it continues to intensify. It looks like it will become a major hurricane, and that means that it could be a Category 3 in the next 12 to 24 hours. Its likely target right now might be the northeastern tip of the Yucatan Peninsula. That's very flat and shouldn't present a problem for the storm. It'll cross it, maintain it, its Category 3 at least, and then move into the Gulf on Thursday. And around afternoon of Thursday, it'll be over the west central Gulf of Mexico and begin to make a turn to the north. And now it appears that the landfall, at least as we look at it now, will be Friday night, early Saturday morning on the Louisiana coast, most likely the eastern portion of the Louisiana coast. And that will most likely occur around midnight or into the very early hours of Saturday. Now, once it approaches the coast, it may actually lose some strength. because the waters along the coast have been roughed up from previous tropical activity, and they're not quite as warm as they were, say, a month ago. And as a result, it may lose a little bit of strength, but still be a Category 2 when it makes landfall in Louisiana. Then on Saturday, it will track through southeast Louisiana into Mississippi, on up through the eastern portion of Mississippi on Saturday. We will be on the eastern side, mm-hmm. at least as things look right now. We will be on the eastern side, and therefore we can expect, of course, periods of heavy rain beginning Friday night and through Saturday. And we at least can experience tropical storm force winds. That means we see some gale force gusts of 40 to perhaps 50 miles per hour. Hurricane force winds will likely be over Louisiana, and maybe some gusts affecting portions of Mississippi near the Louisiana border. So that's the way it looks now. It appears that it'll be far enough away, so we will keep those hurricane force winds to the west. Any slight turn more to the northeast could bring that storm a lot closer to Mobile on the Friday night and Saturday. But right now it looks like a target for the Louisiana coast.
Now, when we were talking earlier this week, and I guess late last week we began looking at this storm, you said that the cold fronts that move through our area, that could play a role in keeping this storm's track west of us. Of course, southeastern Louisiana, not very far from our shores. So what are the conditions that we need in order to keep the storm west of our area?
Well, we better hope that the high pressure system over the east will continue to be a dominant feature, and will help keep that more toward the west and over in Louisiana. However, if it drifts a little farther to the east, that is the high pressure system, it will allow that the storm to make more of a recurve and possibly could bring it over into our area. Right now, though, we're on the eastern side, which means that it'll be fairly breezy and windy Friday night and Saturday, with at least tropical storm force winds, maybe gusts up to 60 miles per hour at times. But the hurricane force wind should stay over in Louisiana. But we're going to keep watching this and monitor it very closely to see if any further turn more to the northeast might occur.
Dr. Bell, I think that's a pretty good summary, and I think your level of confidence on the track of the storm is pretty high at this point.
Right now it's pretty good, but there's always that chance, and we saw it develop with Hurricane Sally, where it looked like it was more of a Louisiana storm, and gradually it shifted a little bit further to the east, and eventually came into Baldwin County. So let's hope that that doesn't occur here, that we can keep it far enough to the west.
How much of the difficulty in forecasting Hurricane Sally had to do with its slow speed? I remember Tuesday night of that week watching it move so slowly and just hour by hour wondering where it would make landfall. Is it a bit of a different case with a storm that's moving at 15 miles an hour as opposed to 2 miles an hour?
Yeah, it's a lot easier to project when the storm has a faster forward speed. But when it slows down, it's subjected to a lot of effects in the upper atmosphere and in the lower levels, and it can cause it to make a jog this way or that way, and that can make a big difference on the coastal areas as to where that landfall will occur. So, yeah, a slow-moving storm is much more of a challenge in forecasting the landfall.
Dr. Bill, thank you for your time and your expertise, and we'll talk again in about 1 hour.
Okay, Dan.
FM Talk 106.5, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and here we go again. But the news was a little bit hopeful with as far as our impacts.
Right, and we talk often about Dr. Bill's composure, and that's one thing that I love about Dr. Bill. We don't love throwing the panic headlines up there like so many in the national media like to do. So he sounded pretty confident right now that the storm is tracking towards Louisiana, but he did say there is that possibility that it could move eastward. And if that's the case, right now with the track going over the southeastern portion of Louisiana, we're not that far to the east of that, so definitely need to keep our eyes on that. And I know so many people that maybe were caught off guard by Hurricane Sally. It won't happen again this time.
That's not going to happen.
And fortunately also, you know, look at the bright side, a lot of people don't have as many steps to go to prepare for this storm after preparing for Hurricane Sally.
6:42 and local elections happening today. Did you remember about that? We'll remind you next.
This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kahan's Classic Cars. Right now, our country and beloved city is trying to navigate through uncertain times, and I have no doubt that we as Mobilians will make it through stronger than ever. In order to do that, we need to come together, help and support one another. Being a family-owned business, we rely on the support of our local community and customers to keep our business moving forward. At Classic Cars, we're open for business in both our sales and service departments, and we are not alone. Throughout our city, locally owned and small businesses are what makes the great city of Mobile great and unique. And the people that work at these places are the backbone of these businesses and what keeps them moving forward. From all of us at Keith Kahan's Classic Cars, we'd like to ask you to make an effort and continue to shop locally. Support all of Mobile's small businesses from clothing stores, restaurants, radio stations, and everything in between. And together, let's all keep Mobile moving forward.
Thursday night at 7, Auburn fans can weigh in with Tiger Talk OT. Doug Holton takes your calls on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Hotline, 343-0106. Morgan Bradley at Fountain Square in Daphne, a proud sponsor of Tiger Talk OT on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the SpringhillToyota.com Traffic Center. Looking good across the Bayway, the causeway so far for the 1065 split, Range Line, Theodore Dawes Road, no major backups or delays. Also, as you're traveling in from Saraland, Chickasaw and Pritchard, it's been a good ride along 65 all the way to the 10 split. If you have roofing damage from the storm, call on Alliance Roofing in Mobile, Baldwin County at 580-ROOF. Licensed, bonded, and insured, they have teams in the area that can get to you quick. See them at AllianceRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with their FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwick, 644. Get to the polls today. Places like Daphne, Spanish Fort, deciding on who's going to be the mayor. And Daphne, it's Councilman Robin Lejeune squaring off against retired Air Force Colonel and businessman Steve Carey. Spanish Fort's got incumbent Mayor Mike McMillan versus Rebecca Cornelius McMillan is seeking his third term in office. And in Pritchard, incumbent Mayor Jimmy Gardner faces off against City Councilman Lorenzo Martin.
Yeah, and don't forget Chickasaw. They've got a mayoral race also. Barry Broadhead taking on Bill Vallon. And polls, they open in about 15 minutes here. They'll be open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. So some very important local municipal elections going on today. And, you know, looking ahead, we're less than a month away from the general election on November the 3rd. And I think this is so cool. You know, you go out and vote, and they give you one of those I voted stickers. They normally have an American flag on it, or the state of Alabama wrapped in the American flag.
Yeah.
Well, now, if you're a veteran and you go vote, they actually have, and you don't even have to be a veteran, but they've got the outline of the state of Alabama, and then the words, I vote in honor of a veteran. So a little bit of a different I voted sticker if you'd like to honor some of those who fought and some that died for our freedom right here in America.
If you need more motivation to get out and vote, There's some for you right there. Vote for a veteran in your life.
Yeah, do that.
I like
and,
that.
You can also, if you want, you can get a lapel pin, even a bumper sticker, if you go to alabamavotes.gov and follow the rules there. So
when you put that bumper sticker on your lapel, it looks so stupid. You know, hey, speaking of polls, you were talking about during the break, you mentioned that you'd seen a new poll on the Senate race.
Yeah, there's a new poll out from the Auburn University at Montgomery. I know their Department of Political Science. They put out polls fairly often, and we've been talking a lot, not only about the presidential election, but also the race for Senate, where you have incumbent junior U.S. Senator Doug Jones facing off against the Republican nominee Tommy Tuberville. And in this most recent poll from Auburn University, they have Tuberville up now by 12 points. With only 4 weeks to go, the margin of error right around 4%. So a 12-point lead is a pretty big lead as we head into an election like this, especially when you have somebody facing off against an incumbent. And to me, with the lack of, you know, the lack of experience, political experience for Tommy Tuberville, this just points to me how big of a flub Roy Moore had during that special election 4 years ago. If Tommy Tuberville is able to come in with little experience and no debate and have a 12 percentage point lead over Doug Jones. Right now it's looking like Jones has a lot of ground to make up if he wants to hold on to that Senate seat. They also put polling numbers out for Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. in our state, and Alabama, not exactly a battleground state. It's pretty heavily in Trump's favor. According to this poll, 57% said they intend to vote for Trump, with only 37% planning to vote for Biden. Now, of course, that's just an Alabama poll regarding Alabama voters, but the President Trump in no danger of losing Alabama this election season.
No way. Okay, on the way, sports, you've got more numbers for us?
Yeah.
Like scores and things like that?
I do have numbers for us. The first NFL coach of the season has been fired after only four games.
Saw that coming from 500 miles.
And the MLB's divisional playoff series began yesterday. The Atlanta Braves take the field today. I'll let you know when, coming up in sports.
This information update brought to you by the Guarantee Title Company, LLC, delivering proactive solutions for their clients in Mobile and Baldwin counties for over 50 years. The Guarantee Title Company. They guarantee title. That's what they do.
Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. FEMA has closed their registration centers in Biola Battery and Fairhope ahead of Hurricane Delta. The centers in Foley, Robertsdale, and Atmore will close tomorrow at 6 p.m. Anyone needing to apply for financial assistance in the wake of Hurricane Sally may have to do that online as the Gulf Coast prepares for the possibility of a second hurricane in just over 3 weeks. Today, voters on the Gulf Coast will head to the polls to vote in municipal runoff elections. Voters in Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Pritchard will elect their mayors. Polls open at 7 this morning until 7 this evening. Spanish Fort Police Department recognized four officers and a police dispatcher for their bravery during a shooting last month in the Bass Pro Shop parking lot. Robert Smith Jr. is accused of firing more than 40 rounds outside the business September 5th. The officers and a dispatcher were honored at last night's city council meeting. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Chances are you or someone you know is struggling with an addiction. And just like most things in life, if you ignore it, it won't go away. The truth of the matter is, if you want to reclaim your life, you need help. That's why you need to call the National Recovery Center sooner than later. We can't help unless you're ready to be helped. You need to want a better life. You need to want to stop the downward, out-of-control spiral you've been on. You need to make a conscious effort and take control. Our programs are designed to provide you with the care and support you need. Every person is treated with a unique treatment plan designed specifically for you, regardless of what stage of addiction you're in. Don't let the pain of addiction ruin your life. Call 800-950-0248. That's 800-950-0248. 800-950-0248.
Good morning, 10 till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in Major League Baseball, where the Houston Astros and New York Yankees each earned Game 1 wins in the American League Divisional Series. The Astros have won three in a row after sweeping their wild card series over Minnesota. They rallied yesterday to defeat Oakland 10-5. Carlos Correa homered twice and drove in four runs in the win. The New York Yankees took a 1-0 series lead over Tampa with a 9-3 win last night. Yanks slugger Giancarlo Stanton hit a ninth-inning grand slam to stretch the lead to 6. This afternoon, Game 2 of both American League series will be played. Just after 1 this afternoon, the Atlanta Braves will face the Miami Marlins in Game 1 of the National League Division Series. Then at 8:30 tonight, the Padres and Dodgers will face off in Game 1 of their NLDS. On a rare Monday Night Football doubleheader, it was a close first half, but the Kansas City Chiefs pulled away late to beat the New England Patriots 26-10. Brian Hoyer started at quarterback for the Patriots after Cam Newton tested positive for COVID-19 over the weekend. Hoyer turned the ball over twice and was replaced by another former Auburn quarterback, Jarrett Stidham, in the second half. Stidham would also throw two interceptions, although the first came on a bad drop by receiver Julian Edelman. In the second game of the night, the Green Bay Packers stayed undefeated with an easy win over the Atlanta Falcons 30-16. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers completed 27 of 33 passes for over 300 yards and four touchdowns. The Falcons are now a winless 0-4 for the first time since 1999. The first coaching domino has fallen in the NFL. At only a quarter of the way through the 2020 season, the Houston Texans fired head coach and general manager Bill O'Brien yesterday after the Texans lost to Minnesota on Sunday to fall to 0-4 this year. In seven seasons in Houston, O'Brien went 52-48 and won four division titles. Associate head coach Romeo Crennel has been named the interim head coach for the Texans. Arizona football head coach Kevin Sumlin tested positive for COVID-19 and has entered self-isolation while the school conducts contact tracing. The 56-year-old Wildcats coach has reportedly not experienced any symptoms. Someone said the positive test result was, quote, a shock. Arizona's in the Pac-12, whose season has not yet started. The Wildcats' first preseason practice is scheduled for October the 9th, and the team opens its schedule on the road against Utah on November 7th. Sumlin, the fourth FBS head coach to publicly announce that he's tested positive for COVID-19. Florida State's Mike Norvell tested positive last month, while Toledo's Jason Candle had the virus back in July. And Arkansas State's Blake Anderson also had the virus last month. He said he experienced a fever for 10 days. 652 FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
I don't know what Halloween's going to look like this year, you know, trick-or-treating to parties to whatever. But in any event, I do have word on this year's completely stupid, sexy Halloween costume. And we've got that on the way on FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures around 80 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with just isolated showers and high temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, it's Kirk Herbstreit. Look, the game has changed, but here's one thing that hasn't. To win at the highest level, you have to be able to recruit. There's just no getting around it. C Spire Business knows that. They give you an influx of top talent to help your business win. From IT and cloud support to 24/7 assistance. Because the greatest game plan in the world won't work if you don't have the team you need to run it. C Spire Business, what it takes to win. Go to cspirebusiness.com.
Joining this year's back-to-school safety campaign, the management and staff of All In Credit Union reminds you to make sure your children's seatbelts are buckled, even for short trips. Be a safe driver at all times. Keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and never text while driving. This message from the management and staff of All In Credit Union, with offices in Mobile and Baldwin counties. A concerned Gulf Coast organization helping to make this a safer school year.
Good morning, everyone, for the TaylorMartino.com Traffic Center. We're working one accident at Airport and Berwyn Drive. Could be without injury. State troopers are clear. We've got a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway, and so far from Saraland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard all the way to the 1065 split, we've seen no major backups or delays. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner invites you in for lunch today with 7 wings and french fries, only $9.99. You've got their chicken Caesar salad, 3 fish tacos, and more, all served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls till 3 p.m. And I'm Kane with their FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Yep, it's time. I mean, we've been through enough. still in the middle of this pandemic. Dalton and I were talking about this like a little before the show started. Like, can you believe we're still dealing with this? When it started, it was like, what?
Yeah.
And then, of course, you've got the hurricane on the way. And so I've had a few friends of mine and listeners say, hey, I like when Dalton talks about his kid. What do you call that? And I said, the sweaty baby update.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, more of that. So, sweaty baby update for a Tuesday with a hurricane on the way.
Yeah, sweaty baby update.
Please.
She's still sweaty. Probably okay. Sweating right now as she wakes up from a night of slumber. But, I didn't know.
Her name
know.
Is Izzy, by the way.
Her name is Izzy, Isabella.
We want to make sure you know that the baby's got a name. It's not just like on sweaty the birth baby, certificate. Right. Sweaty baby.
Yeah, her middle name is Sweaty Baby, but she does have a first name, Isabella. And I didn't know how much attitude a 19-month-old could have.
Oh, you
know, I've heard terrible twos, but I think we might have hit that stage a little bit early.
Oh, she's
in my household. But she does know one thing, and that's when she doesn't want something. And she's got this new move where she says, nuh-uh, nope, nuh-uh, and then waves one hand in the air like she's almost like at a tent revival
where
on a Friday night.
That?
I have no idea. Maybe nuh-uh. One of those nope. Snotty-nosed kids taught her in preschool.
Oh, yeah, right.
So whenever there's it's something she doesn't like, she's sweating, she's shaking her head, she's saying no, nuh-uh, no, and one hand in the air like she's at a church revival waving it. And you know, I try to throw on her favorite TV show, which is now Mickey, a.k.a. Mimi.
Sure.
Mimi. And she's never happy. So somebody out there, tell me, how do you keep a 19-month-old happy? And How do you get them to stop saying nuh-uh, no? Because that's my biggest issue right now.
I love the sweaty baby updates, and I love that she's got the new move, nuh-uh, no, waving one right, a little tiny palm in the air.
She's very bold.
It is 657 FM Talk 106.5. Topical Halloween outfit is the... Are you ready for this?
I think so.
I don't think you are. It's the sexy mail-in ballot.
What? How can that be sexy?
It's a short strapless dress that looks like a ballot envelope. It's out there. If you're interested or maybe in getting it for your sweet bride, it'll set you back about $30. So now you know about the sexy mail-in ballot for Halloween 2020.
You could also pay nothing and just get, you know, three or four envelopes. Make a costume out of that.
It is 6:58. News, weather, traffic, all on the way on FM Talk 106.5.
Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. FEMA has closed their registration centers in Biola Battery and Fairhope ahead of Hurricane Delta. The centers in Foley, Robertsdale, and Atmore will close tomorrow at 6 p.m. Anyone needing to apply for financial assistance in the wake of Hurricane Sally may have to do that online as the Gulf Coast prepares for the possibility of a second hurricane in just over 3 weeks. Today, voters on the Gulf Coast will head to the polls to vote in municipal runoff elections. Voters in Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Pritchard will elect their mayors. Polls open at 7 this morning until 7 this evening. Spanish Fort Police Department recognized 4 officers and a police dispatcher for their bravery during a shooting last month in the Bass Pro Shop parking lot. Robert Smith Jr. is accused of firing more than 40 rounds outside the business September 5th. The officers and a dispatcher were honored at last night's city council meeting. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Would you believe there's a survey showing that some people would literally rather go to the dentist than talk to a financial advisor? I think I know why. I think it's probably because of all the math. Everybody hates math. We hated it in school, and we still hate it today. So if you're approaching retirement age, why not get somebody to help you with that math? Why not sign up for a complimentary Retirement Feast Roadmap? It helps do the math on many of the most important retirement issues, including your investments, taxes, Social Security, estate planning, Medicare, and long-term care. So if you hate math, but you love the idea of building a comfortable retirement, give the team at Retirement Peace Roadmap Radio a call. 866-917-7327. That's 866-917-7327. Or go online, retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Safe Harbor Fiduciary, LLC, a registered investment advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about